And we always mention how much great research work is being done in the Hunter Valley, and well and truly leading the way, HMRI. And Gillian Mason, who is the Register Coordinator, a new scheme, the Stroke Registration Volunteer Register, on the hunt for stroke survivors. Gillian, good morning. This sounds like a very interesting project.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you for your interest. It's exciting for us to be able to coordinate all the great work that's done in the health system and the research world in Newcastle and make sure that we've got better access and better systems for getting people into our clinical trials.
The thing that always surprises me is, and unless you're involved in it hands-on like you are, I'm always surprised that you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing the other. There is so much work that's being undertaken. So the question is, where did the idea for the register come from?
Firstly, I know how you feel. I'm relatively new into this role with the new register, and I'm still trying to find out all of the great things happening in Newcastle. But I guess the idea started out because we've got great researchers at HMRI, great researchers at the University of Newcastle, and some of the world's leading stroke clinicians, doctors, physios, allied health, working in the hospital. And there's been lots of research going on, but it has been a little bit disjointed. And people, when they leave the hospital, say after a stint in rehab, don't actually know that there's clinical trials going on.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? There's a large number of people in the Hunter, but you're finding it hard to get stroke survivors to take part in the register.
Yeah, difficult. And not because stroke survivors don't want to be in research. Often they do, and certainly there's never any obligation on anyone. But they didn't know about trials going on, and a lot of our researchers, who their skills are in research, they need to have time to do great research work. We're just wasting lots of time trying to get the word out there and recruit people into their trials. So, yeah, that's why we've set up the register.
It really is marvellous research, and I suppose we look back many, many years ago, even 25 years, 30 years ago, if someone had a heart attack, it was verging on a death sentence, and I think stroke was pretty much categorised in that same area, but leaps and bounds in regard to stroke research. How many people are you looking for to become volunteers for the register? Have you got a finite number, or will you take as many people as will put their hand up?
No, look, we'll take as many people will put their hand up. I mean, obviously, every research study won't be for every person that's had a stroke. But we want to make sure that the people in our studies really represent the people out there having strokes as well. So I think in the past, it's been more about people who have been looking for research or have happened to hear something, rather than a really good cross-section of, you know, this is what people that have had a stroke look like generally, having all sorts of different types of people, maybe people who are otherwise housebound or have trouble getting out. We want to be able to connect them with trials as well.
So what will they have to do if someone decides they do want to register? What will you require of them?
Well, we've got a couple of approaches here. I mean, what we'll require of them is simply them to put their name on a list. So that's how it will work, and then we'll contact them if a trial comes up that they're eligible for. But we're going to be walking around actually in the hospital and asking people in the hospital that have had strokes and their families if they are interested, or of course if they're interested to have a phone call in 6 months when they're feeling more ready to undertake something like this. As well as, it's great to be able to talk to you and get the word out there to people in the community that have had strokes years ago, have had all the rehabilitation, they've seen physios, they've seen other, they've seen doctors and they've got best treatment as such, but they don't know about other new and exciting things that are out there and are being tested.
Gillian, I imagine you have to be fairly careful walking around a hospital asking people if they've had a stroke, because, well, why do I look like I've had a stroke? What do you know that I don't know? I've just come to visit someone. It would be one of those things where you'd have to pick your mark fairly carefully.
Oh, look, we're going to be basically working together with the hospital, the doctors and clinicians, and looking at people who have been admitted to the hospital for stroke. But look, that's another interesting thing. There's lots of people out there who have had strokes who you and I would never be able to tell just by looking, and their impairments or their difficulties ongoing might just be extreme tiredness, or, you know, their thinking processes are a bit slower even though they haven't lost any intelligence. So there's lots of things like that, actually. It's a really good point you bring up, where there's impairments that are ongoing for people, but, you know, even their doctor hasn't noticed. So if we can have these people on a list and there's a trial coming up that looks at cognition or looks at fatigue, we can invite them to take part.
Fabulous. So basically building a database at the moment. Gillian, we will have a link from the Todd Sargent Morning Show page on our webpage, and we'll get the word out. Hopefully we can get some people to come and see you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your interest. Great to talk to you, Todd.
It's our pleasure. Gillian Mason from HMRI.